Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online. We're glad that you all could join us as well. A lot of new releases are coming out in June, and one of those is hitting you guys on June the 2nd. We're excited to welcome Frederick Keith to our program today. Frederick is a writer, producer, director, and an actor as part of the project The Accompanist that's coming out on June the 2nd. We're going to remind you guys of that a little bit later. We're going to talk to Frederick in this segment, though, not only about The Accompanist, but also what it's been like for him to do what he loves as a creative, to be able to work with other creatives, and the story he hopes you're able to take away from this film as well. If you guys are just now hearing about it, we'll let you know how to stay connected for all the updates. But Frederick, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, Cyrus, I was just looking at some of your wonderful podcasts and conversations, and I really enjoyed the one about the greatest living poet. So I'm inspired because I'm going to visualize myself as... I wouldn't say the greatest living filmmaker, but, you know, in my mind, I can think that. So I thank you for the inspiration.
Well, thank you so much for that. That definitely is part of our mission here. So let's talk about, though, this experience for you, though, because, I mean, there are so many different layers to the story, The Accompanist, and we'll get into some of those. But I want to talk about how it feels like to be here, Frederick. You know, for most of our audience, we're literally days away from the official release. How does it feel to have done this project and now to be able to share it with us?
It's such a big question and such a great question. It's really, I hate to sound corny, but it's there's been a bit of magic in it, and there's magic in the film, The Accompanist. There's magical realism, but it just feels like it's almost like a dream come true. And I know in Hollywood, you know, you have those fairy tale endings with, you know, the actor winning the Oscar, or a film like Moonlight winning Best Picture. And just for me, I mean, this film was a feature script back about a year and a half ago. And I just, you know, I didn't have the money to make a feature. And so what I do a lot of the time is I have these feature scripts that I write, but sometimes I do them as shorts and then try to raise awareness. So I thought, well, we'll just start with a short. And I mean, to make kind of condense this whole journey over this last almost 2 years, I filmed the short, and then the DP and my editor came to me and said, hey, we got 62 minutes. That's pretty long for a short. That's not going to play in film festivals. They said, why don't you just go back and make a feature? So we shot the short in October 2018. And with their encouragement, I thought, well, okay. So I got my two lead actors, Ricky Palomino and Aaron Cavett, who it's a gay love triangle. And we went back in November 2018. They were nice enough to come back. And we shot all the juicy stuff, like the sex scenes and the fight scenes and all the real emotional drama that you see on the screen there was kind of filled in. And after 4 months of post, presto, we had a 93-minute film that seemed to, you know, audiences seemed to have liked on the film festival circuit. And here we are today. One thing I wanted to add, Cyrus, is that this magical process, of course, involves a lot of tremendous hard work. I did nothing except work on this film for 18 months, nothing else. But what was so amazing for me is that I didn't have to find a great sales agent. I didn't have to find a distributor, because we built our social media, and you should know this better than anyone, you know, about branding and social media, is that we built it from the very beginning. We branded The Accompanist as something unique, as something original, bringing back beautiful music and classical ballet and, of course, the gay love story and a family drama. So I kind of threw everything in the kitchen sink, and I don't know. So far, but to answer your question, it's really like a dream come true. It's much bigger than I could have ever imagined. I'm so grateful for it.
Well, and it sounds like even hearing you talk about the film and the process, that the process was almost as enjoyable, right? Because it's like a lot of times people are always waiting on that finished thing. Like you said, they're waiting on the award, the accolades. Did a lot of the appreciation for you, Frederick, come in just finishing it?
That's true. It's great. I mean, I consider myself, you know, a writer. I mean, I've written many, you know, feature scripts, and some of them have been made into films. And I think that the whole process, you know, in filmmaking, as I'm sure you know, there's five steps, which is first you get the idea. And I got the idea because I am an accompanist at a ballet studio, West Side Ballet in Santa Monica. I thought, I want to write a wonderful, you know, I've never done a gay love story before. I want to write a wonderful story and do something that could appeal to the LGBTQ community. But I want to show beautiful ballet as I know it and beautiful classical music. So I kind of had an agenda or a thought about the whole process. And as you said, or the question that you posed, is that it's not the goal. It's not winning the Oscar or making the money, although that's nice. But it's the goal of the artistic process. So I've been very fortunate and blessed in this experience, have seen it from the very beginning, just as I imagined it. I didn't have a studio head come in and recut the film. Every frame that's there, if you like it or you don't like it, is what I envisioned in my mind. And how often does a filmmaker have that, you know, ability to be able to do that? So I feel like it's the journey where we've learned everything. It's not really the destination. We're on this journey all together. And just like in your wonderful radio show and all the guests that you've talked to, and you yourself being so inspirational, we want to give out a message to, you know, I as a filmmaker want to enlighten audiences. I want to entertain them, but I want them to see things that are important to me and learn something when they watch my films. So the journey has been awesome.
Yeah. So I want to get more into that, and I'm going to talk around some of this because I had a chance, thanks to our friends at October Coast, Frederick, to actually see the film, and we're going to be reminding our audience again of the June 2nd date. But I will say this, because even for our audience out there, even though you've heard Frederick say it is a love story, I think even that is interesting to talk about, Frederick, because it's so much more to me than that as well. I think that's a great part of the story, but I think it is a love story of music, a love story of life, I think of family, but I think also of being able to find peace. Did you know going in that it was going to have so many layers, or was that something that evolved as a story for you evolved?
That's such a great question. I knew I had an agenda in a way of what I wanted to portray to the audience. So it almost just came through me. I literally was sitting at the piano waiting for another ballet class to start, where I am actually an accompanist. And I just had this idea, you know, that I wanted to present these certain things. But because of my own life experience, having been married for 20 years, and I have four beautiful children that are in, you know, adults now, but I kind of knew all, it sort of came to me all at once. I wouldn't say it was exactly a vision, but I had a very strong concept. But it's true, as you write the script, which if you write screenplays, or if anyone out there listening writes screenplays, you know that's absolutely the hardest thing, the most maddening thing in the world to try to write a good screenplay. So it's true, over the 3 months that I wrote the script, I'm sure that, you know, if I thought back to it, it would have, you know, the ideas would have come to me. Hey, well, there's this thing, but maybe we should do this. And also, as we started to go through a lengthy rehearsal process, things were developed also. But we did pretty much stick pretty closely to the script that was there from the beginning when we started our pre-production.
Well, I think that is one of the cool things people will enjoy. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. The Accompanist is the project that we're talking about, and we're talking to the man who helped make it be possible. He's a writer, producer, director, and the star of this particular film. I'm going to be reminding you guys of the June 2nd date, and you're the star along with a very talented cast as well. So let's talk about that part of it. It's one thing for you to write the words, Frederick. What was it like for you to see other people bring it to life?
So this is actually an interesting story. I cast people that I knew, for example, that I knew their work. They weren't, you know, necessarily famous actors. I mean, I think the most well-known actors in our cast would be Juliet Doherty. She's a wonderful actress, but she's also a professional ballet dancer, and she's a dance influencer. And Angele Brooks, who has a couple wonderful scenes as a studio manager, co-starred with Pam Anderson in VIP and had a big career and then kind of stepped away from it a little bit. So these were people that most of the cast I had already knew. I already knew them either from working in theater with them or in a film or an acting class. And I knew their work. So I kind of, the director, and I'm probably not going to say his name correctly, his first name is Luca, the talented director who directed Call Me By Your Name, he said that he has to fall in love with his actors, you know, in some fashion. Like, he just has to fall in love with them. And I felt like each one of my actors, I kind of fell in love with them, with who their essence was and who they were. The interesting part is, so I cast people I knew, and I knew their work, and I knew how talented they were. But the interesting part is the hardest role to cast was Brandon Wieckowski, the role that Ricky Palomino eventually was cast in. And that was a lengthy audition process because we had to find a tremendous dancer and a tremendous actor. And that was that. And we saw some extremely talented people, and some of them were quite well known. But Ricky, when he stepped in there, we just knew this is Brandon. He just encapsulated that character. And he's not really an actor. I mean, he is now, he's pursuing acting, but he had been mainly a dancer and a dance influencer. So it was nice to allow these talented actors, I think, the wonderful actors in the cast, to shine in their particular roles.
Yeah. And I think, again, what a great opportunity for them to be able to tell the story, to help to bring it to life. And I think, too, we're able to see other things, too. I mean, for those who, you know, of course, will watch The Accompanist for the love story, they'll be satisfied by that because love is definitely messy and complicated, even for The Accompanist. But I think also life in itself is complicated, and we see that even in there as well. So I want to talk about, you know, the fear. Because it's one of the things that we do talk about a lot on this program, Frederick, because I love speaking to our audience who are saying, you know what, I always have had a story I wanted to tell, but I'm afraid of what people might think, or I'm afraid I won't be able to pull it off. How did you get over the what-if fear and just go for it?
Well, I personally have a strong spiritual basis, and I've kind of been a spiritual seeker, and so a lot of my life is been just trying to overcome obstacles through learning more about myself and developing myself spiritually and as a human being. So certainly, you know, a project like this is very daunting. But for me, because I believe so strongly in the story and the message of The Accompanist, I just took it step by step, because filmmaking, anybody who's been involved with a film or has worked on a crew or is an actor or is any aspect of the filmmaking process, realistically, there's so many things that can go wrong at every step of the way. And we certainly had a lot of challenges, but at each step, I just, you know, we tried to just strategize and figure out how to overcome that obstacle. But I do a lot of visualization and affirmations, and I'm actually working on The Accompanist Awakening, which is the standalone sequel to this film. And I have an affirmation right here on my refrigerator, which says, I am so grateful that I received $2 million to produce my film, The Accompanist Awakening, and my film, The Accompanist Awakening, is up for 5 Academy Awards. So I've already, like, I put it out there. you know, and things don't always happen the way we visualize it, or it takes a longer journey. But I try to put out what I want in a positive way, and I'm just fortunate to attract those people, you know, the crew, the cast, the DP, that just kind of bought, believed in my vision, and working on just a micro budget, you know, very small budget. But I think, you know, because I've been in the Producers Guild for over 15 years and I have produced films, so I think producing is just solving problems. You know, it's like, oh, shoot, the car wasn't delivered today that we need for this scene. What do we do? Well, you know, so it's a process that I'm familiar with, but I connect it to my spirituality because I believe that that's kind of a higher essence of the way to get things done.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, Frederick, for sure. So, Frederick, you began this conversation by talking about the hopes. So I want to talk about what is the success now for you. I mean, I mentioned earlier about the win being completing it, but now that people will be able to see it beginning on June the 2nd, we're about to let them know how they can do that. What is your hope for them? What do you hope the audience is able to take away from it?
As a filmmaker, you know, I hope that, well, first of all, I'm honored if they even want to come and check out the film, or they find the trailer appealing enough that they want to investigate it. But I want them, number one, to be entertained. I want them to see a unique story that entertains them and keeps their interest for the 93 minutes, because that's a long time to, you know, just sit down and put your attention on it. But I want them to, you know, hopefully, even in their unconscious, maybe be more aware and more sensitive to the LGBTQ community and to male love in particular, because there's, like you said earlier, there's all kinds of expressions of love. And what I think is unique in this film, perhaps, is that we see my character, Jason, hold his love for his teenage children, him trying to work out. We don't see it too much, but, you know, there's conflict with his soon-to-be ex-wife, and there's a mystery there of some family tragedy. And he's trying to follow his path, which is loving this beautiful man, you know, Brandon, and with all the conflicts that come with that. So I think if they can be entertained and also maybe become more aware of some of the issues that are presented in the film, and maybe spread the word, I feel like I've done my job.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a really well-constructed story, and I think a story that will resonate on a lot of different levels, Frederick, so you should definitely be proud of that, and I know audiences will definitely appreciate that. Again, everyone, Frederick Keeve has been our guest. The Accompanist is the title of the new film. It's coming out on June the 2nd, and now that we've said that, Frederick, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with the updates and be able to watch the film?
We have an Instagram at The Accompanist Movie, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of information there. You can always contact me through my Instagram at fkeeve, F as in Fred, and K-E-E-V-E. And the distributor is Dark Star Pictures, and our PR firm is October Coast. So, June 2nd on VOD and digital, and then in September, one of the big streaming platforms. We'll see who's the highest bidder, who wants to show the film. So yeah, that's it.
All right, so we'll have that to look forward to. Frederick, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate that, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you, sir, so much. I really am honored. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, you do the same thing, Frederick. Appreciate you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.